I think I got cancer.
Yes! Yeah. If a lion had our position, they would have everyone locked up and just eat the shit out of them every day. You've got to drink all that. Oh, yes!
I always think, what if I'm, like, really disabled?
And I'll be scared that now I'm going to have to wank over a murderer.
What they do is they make you hug each other.
No, they don't. Jeffrey Epstein could die. A really easy way to kill someone and non-evidential...
Yeah, icicle.
No, Jack.
We killed life, but we won't kill the earth, and that's the power of nature.
Hello, and welcome back
to Low IQ Podcast,
episode number...
Oh, shit, what are we on?
I don't know.
Harry, what are we on?
I think it's 12.
12?
I think it's 12.
How have we done 12 podcasts in the space of, like, 9 months?
I know, yeah. Well, it's one a month. So I'd text Jack saying, oh, yeah, let's... Episode 12, okay. So I'd text Jack and I'd say, oh yeah, let's do a podcast, okay? Then I said, hello. And then he replies, shut up, in capital letters. Then I say, can we do podcasts? And he ignores it every time.
I was at the NFL game.
I don't care.
I was with Idris Elba, so.
You weren't with Idris Elba.
Oh, but we basically were.
Anyway, who are we with?
It's Isaac.
Yeah, Isaac.
It's Isaac again.
Yeah. We're back. Again. We had a lot of requests to get him back on his own.
Did we?
Yeah. And also, I hope people can appreciate mics.
We got mics now. It's courtesy of Jack and Harry.
But I do actually have a good question, because I was thinking about this before you got here. I personally think the podcast should be like not a guest podcast. Like guests like Isaac.
Mate, this is the whole premise of it. This is what we said when we started.
You've only got 12. You've only done 12 though.
Yeah, that's true.
And what was you going to end? What you're going to say?
Well, no, I think like just having it, you know, like Joe Weller's podcast.
Yeah,
like waffling and that. He's just got him and his mates just chatting.
Mm. Yeah. Like, well, what I thought we were doing was getting a guest on, but it wouldn't be about his about shit the life.
It's just people about... chatting, isn't it?
Yeah. But I think as well. So we make sure we've got one every week. If we don't have a guest, we just do us and a mate.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah.
But also, I did want to ask them because. Like, would they prefer us to get, like, high-end guests on or just people like Isaac?
I think they prefer we just get, like, normal, everyday shit people on. Unemployed people on.
That's what
I'm
thinking.
Yeah. Go fuck yourself.
That's what I think. I think we can get high-end. Well, can we get high-end people
I think
on?
Maybe once in a while, but I quite like the dynamic of just having a few of us.
Yeah. I only like... I like
it's
three.
It's intimate. Three is good. Five is like shit.
This is nice, relaxing.
Isaac just started his own podcast. Why have you done that then, Isaac?
Because I don't know. Why did we do it, Darcy? It's fun.
It is fun.
Yeah.
It is fun.
I want to just get to know people.
Yeah.
And I don't really get to know people that much.
Wow. Well, this is a weird thing. We have lived very close to each other for years.
Yeah.
And we've only just met.
That's so weird because me and Jack met about almost a year and a half ago now, I reckon.
Yeah, wow.
And I live fucking 2 hours away from the cunt. Isaac.
I live like 10 minutes away.
Lives literally 10 minutes, 10 away, minutes from, away from Jack.
I'm glad we met though.
Yeah, I am as
it's
well.
It's been quite fun.
All right. Well,
you're never here though. You're like the dad.
I am.
Never
the problem.
Up.
You should move here because then we could make
so much
stuff.
That's fair.
Well, you actually should though. Colchester's a dead
city. You haven't been.
It's the oldest town in England, man.
Well, exactly. It's got some history.
The oldest ever.
There's
ever a castle.
Yeah.
Shit.
You don't have a castle.
I think I've got cancer.
Yes. Nice. Go on.
Genuinely.
Really?
No, actually.
Joking, by the way. That's not nice.
Do you actually think you had it? I thought you had it the other day.
So all my For You page at the minute is the symptoms of stomach cancer, and I have every one.
That's why he thinks he's got cancer, everyone. That's why... I know it's not real.
Okay, well, hold on. Let me tell you my symptoms. I've got black shit sometimes. That's bad.
That is quite bad.
Right. When I wipe my ass, there's like a lot of blood on it.
Yeah, but is that intestinal blood?
Yeah, that's actually fucked.
Yeah, but this might be just rash blood scraping your ass.
I saw a comment on the, because you spoke about it in my podcast. I saw a comment saying you might have hemorrhoids.
Yes, but
you probably
hemorrhoids... let me tell you the other
or
parts.
Piles.
Let me tell you the other parts.
That's the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
So let me tell you the other parts of it. So black poo sometimes.
Mm.
Obviously, the bleeding. My stomach, every time I eat, it gets really painful. Like, it bloats up. Mm. And I'll fart all day.
Are you gluten intolerant?
No. Nah. Oh. What it is...
Try cut gluten.
It could be Crohn's.
What's that? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you'd rather have Crohn's than...
Cancer.
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's what they say, don't they?
Yeah. They do say that. When he goes
you'd rather
to
have Crohn's than cancer. Just don't sing that around the cancer kids.
Yeah. Pops into musical as you as he diagnoses you. You'd rather have Crohn's than cancer.
Yeah. You've got cancer. You got the bad one. Anyway.
What's worse than cancer, though?
I would say dementia.
Dementia's a horrible one.
You don't really know you have it, do you? You just think you're in space or some shit, right?
Apparently, dementia people, there's a specific thing they see. They see, guess what they see?
What? Oh, we have to guess.
You want to guess, yeah.
I don't know. blackness?
No. It's a specific thing. They see a thing that's running around them.
Dog.
Almost.
Cat.
A rat.
Chickens. They see chickens. It's not bollocks. It's not bollocks.
Wow.
Where have you heard this?
Where did I hear that? I heard it.
Do you have dementia?
No, apparently it's common that it's reported that a lot of people see, they say, oh, look at that little chicken. And everyone's like, what the fuck? It's a chicken.
My great nan had dementia.
Did she see chicken?
Nah, but she saw my dead great granddad like hovering above her and shit.
That's fucking
scary. She was like sitting on the chair. My brother was there as well. She was like, look, it's Patrick. Like, it was fucking scary, man.
Yeah.
It was scary
as
shit.
What did you say?
I just said, nah,
shut up.
Yeah, I said, Phoenix and Ferb is on, be quiet. Yeah. That was fucked, though, man. That was well fucked.
I always think, I literally had this thought the other day. In fact, no, it was yesterday I had this thought.
Go on.
I always think, what if I'm, like, really disabled?
I'll tell you why.
Because you know the people that, like, are really disabled and they have... This isn't even a joke. Like, you know the people that are really disabled and they have carers?
Mm. Yeah.
What if, like, the people around me... Because they don't know. They don't know they're being weird. Not weird, yeah. But, like, they don't know they're being, like, different.
You're trying to say we might be your carers.
Yeah, so what if I'm being weird and I don't know?
You think you're doing a podcast right now, but you're really...
But I'm, like nothing... Something else is like, going on.
Then that makes me feel like, what if that's what I'm doing?
That's what I mean. Because what... do you know what I mean? Because, like... The people that are like mentally not all with it,
yeah.
I don't know what the appropriate way of saying.
I don't think that's the scientific term.
No, go on, Isaac.
No, but, okay, but
is it mentally
deluded?
No,
not deluded.
Is it not?
No. You can't say that.
You can't say that. It's not mentally deluded.
Mentally deluded.
Mentally.
It's like mentally. It's even worse.
People
you
say
fucking,
that.
You're really digging a hole for
yourself. I'm giving you.
Options. Disabled.
Alright.
Okay, we'll just say disabled. They don't know when they're doing something like that we think is like not completely like what we
like
do.
Harley Price or something.
Not necessarily. Well, I mean anyone. They
really, like jumps up and down.
Yeah, let's say they just start fucking throwing plant pots and shit. To them, that's in their head normal.
But what
if everything I'm doing right now is like weird and you guys are all like my carers and you're pretending that it's not weird.
Yeah, maybe. Or like the Truman Show or something where I'm my own guy, you two are in this simulation thing and everyone's in on it. Everyone, I think I'm doing like all this mad shit, but you're really like, it's a game. Like these cameras now, millions of people could be watching me on a TV show and it's like the Cole Show.
You know? Like on Afterlife.
Millions of people watch me on Afterlife. Yeah. Yeah, just like that.
And apparently Lord of the Rings.
I get that a lot. Have you seen it?
He looks like that.
Yeah, I saw a photo of you. Spoke. Yeah.
So looked a lot. So like many you. People are saying that shit to me.
A lot of people are really racist about Lord of the Rings at the moment.
Are they?
Yeah, because there's like black dwarfs in it and shit. And loads of people on Twitter are like, Tolkien would be rolling in his grave right now, you know?
Well, this is the thing, actually.
Is it?
Yeah. Tell you why, because this is a good topic. I keep seeing on my TikTok and Instagram and that, it's that Little Mermaid. And it'll be videos of their kids like crying that the Little Mermaid's black.
That's why would you film that your kid? Yeah. Like my kid's racist. Yeah. Why would you film that?
No, it's a black kid.
Oh shit! What? Oh, so I thought it was white kids.
No.
Crying because it's not a white mermaid.
No.
Assumed.
Yeah, I'd say I've never seen any of those videos.
No, I saw the video. Oh, it got like the most dislikes on a YouTube video ever.
Yeah.
That's so fucked. That is so crazy. Fucked.
I thought the Justin Bieber baby video had the most.
That was one of them. Yeah.
Remember that?
No,
yeah, that was when people disliked stuff logically. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's like a black mermaid.
Yeah.
People, that's a weird thing.
Did you see that Facebook group? It is so bad.
No.
Wait, what is it?
There's a Facebook group which is like, one of the rules is like, if you're going to be racist, don't be like too racist.
Right. That's not like, a good rule.
I know. And then there was
subjective.
Yeah, turn it.
But this is the thing. And then there's pictures of the Little Mermaid, and it's like it is horrible. Like her necklace is made up of like chicken, and then her bikini is watermelons.
It's the most fucking primary school.
It's like mental, right?
Although she doesn't look that black in the fucking thing. I was like, is she black or is she just brown? Like slightly brown. She's slightly brown.
Yeah, but
like your color.
Yeah.
She's like you.
Yeah.
There you go.
Could have casted me.
Could have casted you.
Yeah. You should put a little fucking
little tutu.
Fish tail on, man.
Yeah.
Little tutu on.
Do you believe in mermaids?
I don't think I've even seen it properly. Huh?
I haven't.
Do I believe in mermaids?
Yeah.
Nah, but I believe in prostitutes that swim.
Right. Yeah,
because that's where that comes from.
Do they swim?
That's what mermaids come from. It's all about sailors getting horny.
Oh. In
the scene, and they're like, oh my, like they're really horny in the boats.
What's this?
Sailors get really horny in the boats, right? I don't know how I'm doing that, but they get horny in the boats, and then
say it one more time.
And then what happens, right, is they hallucinate because they're so horny, and then they imagine a big titted fish bitch coming out of the sea and sucking them off, you know.
Really?
That's what it is. But when the sailors went back to the docks, right? After a long time in the ocean, they'd fuck a prostitute.
Why would that? Why would they just?
Sometimes the prostitutes would be swimming in the sea, waiting for them.
Why?
That's
wouldn't
what
they
mermaids
just,
come from.
Why wouldn't they just imagine a nice naked girl with normal legs?
Yeah, why
just
did
walking
she have
on
a fish
the on the cabin? Why?
Because it's a mix. Because you're catching fish all day and you're horny, so you're gonna mix the
two like
together.
So they want to fuck the fish.
Yeah.
They might fuck
well,
the
obviously,
fish.
Because, yeah, they must.
Pirates
they must
don't
do.
Catch fish. Though.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
No,
they
no,
just,
but people just in the sea though, innit? And they're seeing fish all the time. Pirates have to catch fish sometimes because you got to eat. Yeah.
Eat. Don't you think it's crazy that pirates were actually a thing?
They were nice though.
No, I know. Like, yeah, but they're not like the cool pirates.
Yeah, they've got like.
Well, actually, if they're watching, you are, like, we're not discriminating against them.
We love Somali pirates
because if we go there,
I'm discriminating against Somali pirates.
Hold on,
no, we hate Somali pirates.
No, we don't.
If they're watching, we don't want beef.
Oh shit! No.
Somali pirates are neutral.
Yeah, you don't want me anyway, man. I've got an iPhone 9 still.
Yeah,
I got the 13.
I got the 13 Pro Max.
Well. Get him then.
Don't get me. Get Harry.
Yeah.
If anything, get Harry.
I was going to say. Oh, I've got two facts about pirates. Yeah. Interesting ones.
Yeah.
Do you know why pirate? Well, no. All right. Just fuck that one up. Well, I'll say the third one first.
Uh-huh.
So do you know why they have eye patches?
No.
Do you know why?
Take
a guess. Take a wild guess, everyone.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Well, do you know then?
Because they lost their eye?
No. Can I guess? I don't actually know. I'll guess.
I bet you do know.
No, I swear my life. Is it so they can... Binoculars?
No, it's a good guess. Okay. Wouldn't they just shut one eye if it's just binoculars?
Yeah, but it's just... It looks cool as well.
It looks cool. No, very interesting. You know when you cover one eye for a while, it gets climatized to the dark, right? So if you close that one, so they have a eye patch on. So when they go into the decks, they...
Close the other one.
They take it off and they can see in it because they've obviously just come from the sun. So they take it off and it's all climatized so they can see better. Because you know when you go in the dark, when you've just come out the sun, you can't see shit.
Oh,
it's got climatized. That's why they do it.
Yeah, that's good.
And the other one, do you know why they wear gold earrings?
Why?
They wear one massive gold earring.
Fashion?
No. It apparently, it's enough fortune to pay for their funeral.
Oh.
Yeah. There you go. Facts with Cole.
That's good.
Wow.
I like that one,
on the Low IQ podcast.
They never walked the plank, though, did they, pirates?
That wasn't true.
They never did that.
Oh.
They never ever walked the plank.
Why not?
A lot of it's just made up, isn't it? Most of it's made up. It was just smugglers, wasn't it? They were just smugglers, right? There was no buried treasure.
Was there not?
Must have been.
Once or twice, but it was mainly just like smuggling untaxed tobacco into land and shit.
They had maps, though, with X's. I reckon they buried treasure.
X the map.
There's not much. No.
They'd bury it and then they'd go somewhere else and then the other pirates would find
there. It was all tax dodging though, right? That's what it actually was.
Tax? What, back then?
Yeah, back then. It wasn't that long ago. We're like 1700s. That was like taxed goods and stuff. That was just when people were delivering trade and stuff across to China and shit like that. Yeah, and there was like things were like heavily taxed and stuff like that. So it was like, if we bury shit,
what if we
go
back?
I don't know if that's true though.
I think he's making this shit up. I think he's tell him in the comments if he's making it up on.
Do you think they had parrots?
Yeah, tell huh?
Do you think they had parrots?
I reckon they had some sort of.
I reckon one guy had a parrot.
Yeah.
Or a dodo.
No, dodos.
Maybe, nah.
Dodos died years ago.
Yeah, but they died due to humans.
Did they?
Yeah. Do you know how they died? Another fact.
Wait, I thought dodos died when the mammoths died.
No, dodos were killed by humans.
Why? How?
Just hunting, innit?
Well, yeah, kind of. So they didn't eat them, right? They were on this island and they put loads of rats and shit on this island to kill dodos.
Aww.
And they killed the dodos out. Why? And ate all the eggs. No, the rats ate the eggs and they released, like, I can't remember, like dogs or something to kill the dodos, yeah.
Dogs
Why?
And rats.
Why? Didn't want them there?
I don't know. Can't remember that bit. But yeah, look it up on Google if you want.
Goo-goo.
Yeah. on Goo-goo.
Can we quickly have a break? Because I need a wee.
Yeah.
Let's all have, right, a have a jingle break. For the break.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We'll do a quick jingle for the break. It's time for a fucking break, motherfuckers. Break time, motherfuckers. Yeah.
Wow. Hi, guys.
Hello. Just a little sponsor break from our friends over at Sneak.
They're great
who, by
people.
The way, they're our first sponsor.
So
okay?
Don't do them up.
So you better bloody show them some love.
We okay? love you. You love them.
We all love them. Let's just show you a quick pot of Sneak. Here it is. Tastes bloody delicious. Tastes scrumptious.
Amazing. They do cans as well.
They do cans. They do everything. Powder cans. The flavours are just kind of immaculate.
They do whatever you I'd want say. Them to do.
And listen, they've given us a cheeky little code, haven't they?
Yeah, it's
Tell them.
Low IQ for 10% off. So if 10%. You go on there, that's massive
that's
savings.
That's a big percent.
For, yeah, for you
10%
guys.
Of a billion is like a million.
Joking. Yeah.
So,
yeah. Well,
but mean? Remember, it's only the first 50 people that use the code. So is get it? In there quick, because otherwise you're going to miss out.
Whoa.
Don't miss
Don't
out.
Want that.
I might even use the code
Fuck
for myself.
You.
So yeah, get in there before me and him.
I wanted to talk about... Right, getting deep now because I'm trying to help Jack out, yeah. trying to help his cancerous bowels out. Right, we all have probiotics, people, in your gut.
Yeah,
yeah. Do you know what probiotics are? They're the good gut bacteria in your intestines. We need them. Yeah, it's like an ecosystem. Yeah, and you need things to feed the probiotics because otherwise they will die.
But you need to drink more Yakult.
Not even that. You need prebiotics.
What is the pre part?
The prebiotics is just basically think of it as like this. The probiotics, you have them already. The prebiotics is what feeds the probiotics. So you find prebiotics, yeah, in there's like 2,000 different vegetables or foods or whatever that it's in. You need a lot of them. You need a lot of them. And that will help. And it's linked. If you don't feed your probiotics...
Are you sponsored by probiotics? Why so like,
prebiotics? And if you don't feed them, then it can lead to... what it starts in the gut, you know, all these problems, and then they go to the heart. They go to the... It's even linked to the brain. Mm. It's linked to all this shit that you need to do, mate.
So are they like little animals?
In a way. They're like little animals in your gut, and you've got to feed the little animals.
I think it's mental that, like... When you look at like a little atom, it's like a living thing that like walks around and shit.
Do you mean bacteria? Atoms, not.
Oh yeah, whatever. That no, those little.
So it's everything's.
Yeah. Well, when you look at like yeah, bacteria, they're like little one cell spunk balls that just eat shit and they.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Or like dust mites. Microscope dust mites. Like, it's like there's a whole like civilization happening.
Yeah.
And
like
this,
like when
killer.
I go like this on Jack's, if I touch Jack's finger, I've just transferred some like grim poo bacteria onto his hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
He'll lick that later.
Yeah.
And he'll get all his bacteria in him.
But this is me. What this is what I'm saying. We could be the dust mites of a bigger.
We probably bigger thing. Are.
I think we humans are cancer of Earth. You know how
True.
Like the bacteria in your body, that's cancer. That's killing you out.
Yeah.
Right. We are the cancer of the earth that's going to kill the earth out.
That's true.
So I don't think the Earth doesn't get killed off.
We'll get to the point where the humans will destroy the Earth, won't we? It will blow up.
We'll destroy ourselves. I think the Earth. I personally think the Earth will recover. We're the ones who are going to die, and other life as well will die. We'll kill life here.
We'll kill everything.
We killed life, but we won't kill the Earth, and that's the power of nature.
Yeah,
it grows back.
It grows back.
Jack,
we won't grow back.
I won't.
No.
He's only got a few more years.
I probably have about a year left.
Me and Isaac have got a good strong 50.
I don't know. No. I think I'm going to go.
Oh.
By the time
I've got a good strong 50. Isaac's got about 10.
I wouldn't want to be well old, though.
No.
Be well dead.
That would be everyone, literally.
Literally, everyone thinks you're grim. You can't walk properly. That's the most
liberating thing, though. That's why old people don't care so much, because they don't give, like, you know, your dick smells, your fanny smells, everything.
But they look
smells ugly. Huh?
A lot of them don't pull.
Yeah,
bitches.
But it's like
you can't.
No, there's like a middle bit.
Unless
it's like
you're Gary Lineker,
yeah,
Wayne Lineker.
Right. It's like you're a kid and then you're a thing and then you're like a kid again when you're old. Like, you know.
Yeah.
You kind of lose like people take care of you again.
Yeah, but
Isn't that cool?
You're shitting yourself.
Like you
dribbling.
A lot of old people don't give a shit. They don't care.
Yeah, they're racist. Like,
okay. Yeah. True. True. But some of them are goofy.
some of them are goofy. Can be goofy at any age, I think.
I'm goofy.
But some people aren't. Some people take shit really serious.
Yeah, but I feel
20s.
Like that's the good thing about us. We're quite goofy, all of us.
We're capitalizing on it, right?
Yeah, we're
that's the best thing.
Yeah, we're monetizing the goofiness.
Yeah, we've learned how to, like, thank fuck for the Industrial Revolution, man.
Mm. I don't know what that is.
Oh.
And capitalism.
Yeah, and capitalism, yeah, man.
Isn't that the one where it's like...
Because you were saying earlier you don't believe that the NHS should exist.
When the fuck did I say that?
Right? You were saying something like that.
Yeah, he's joking, everyone.
You said you go private or something.
No, apparently it will go private, though.
I actually heard.
And you're proud, you're glad of that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you said you wanted to beat the shit out of a nurse.
The Queen.
Well, the Queen. You've dug that hole.
Oh, Jesus.
You've just said dug the hole there. He's made the joke. He's made a Queen joke where he wants to dig up the Queen, is what he's basically saying.
She's not even dug up, mate. She's in a fucking cabinet.
Yeah.
Cabinet, just like on a plinth.
She is, man. They put her in like a cupboard or some shit, man. Have you seen the diagram?
They just hang her up in a
no,
closet.
No, she is, man. She's in like a PE changing room with all the other fucking
royals.
Yeah.
Oh,
dead.
She is that. Oh, yeah, it's underground,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. She's like, she's not even. They're not going to put her near dirt. She's the Queen.
Yeah.
But she wouldn't know.
She's in a little fucking wine cellar, man.
Would you?
Yeah, she is, yeah.
Would you, if you get married and stuff and you like love your wife and that, would you get buried with her?
I don't know. I don't like sleeping in a bed with somebody else as it is.
Well,
it's not
quite the same, is it?
Well, it is. Also,
I don't want to get... You're not alive. Like, you're both dead.
You're not alive in the coffin's been buried. You're dead.
You're dead as well.
As long as she's like a little bit of a distance away from me,
that's
fine, man. Too close, I'm going to be like, go away. I'm trying to touch myself, you know?
Yeah.
What they do is they make you hug each other.
No, they don't.
Yeah, you spoon in the coffin.
I don't think they do.
You do.
What is the likelihood of you dying exactly the same time?
No, they'll bring it back up. They'll put you in.
And you put you in with a skeleton?
Yes.
Half decomposed.
Isn't that what they do? Be buried. That sucks.
No, yeah. It doesn't.
What's the point? You get put in a fucking museum.
No, what? No.
They just put them in a museum.
You're not that famous, mate. Fucking
no, hell. No. But like, just any like random fucking geezer gets dug up, like he was just chilling like in a mountain or some shit, and they just bury him up and put him in front loads of tourists and shit.
Yeah, but that's
just
only...
throw me in the forest and let the fucking
foxes
eat me or some shit.
That Japanese forest.
What about?
Why did you do it? Why do you say it like that?
I don't know. That forest is the
Suicide forest.
You go in there.
Yeah, Logan Paul already did that.
But that
EDA got cancelled. Yeah.
But that they don't bury him there. They just
leave them to hang.
No, they'll get them and then they'll bury them somewhere else.
They don't leave them there. People go in there to try and find them and shit. There's a whole documentary about that.
Rest in peace, all of them. That's horrible.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It's right near Fuji Mountain as well. It's underneath Fuji Mountain.
Apparently, they've got like signs Mount Fuji. When you're Fuji Mountain. You know what it's called?
Yeah. Mount Fuji.
Fuji Mountain.
Fuji Mountain.
They've got signs upon entering saying, "Oh, if you need help, like just don't kill yourself and stuff."
Yep.
But a sign's not going to do much, really, is it?
Yeah, I mean, if you already made that.
If you made that decision.
They need people being like, yo. They need, like, fucking people in there at all times camping.
They need us.
But
maybe.
Well, you know what they do need? They need a change in society needs to happen.
That is...
Yes! That's the main thing. No fucking sign.
President.
Yeah. You can't just treat people wrong in society and not give them the things that they need and mental health help and then put a sign up near the fucking forest that they're going to kill themselves.
I know this is deep in that, but mental health, like, if you want, like, a therapist and that, it takes like a year to get one. You're on a waiting list. Yeah. That's bad. And then they're like, why is everyone killing themselves? It's like, you're that is fucking annoying.
It's a siren. I don't know if they can, I don't reckon they can hear that.
Yeah. They're putting all this stress on people, making their mental health bad, social media, stress at work, and then they're not giving any help.
Yeah.
And then they're like, why is everyone killing themselves?
That's why we need socialism, you know? Like, and a lack of that in America is why people go fucking crazy, I think. Like, people just feel like their government isn't looking after them enough, and then they just go fucking crazy.
I watched these videos. Oh, this is the thing. On Hoodsite. Have you heard of Hoodsite?
Is this where they run people over?
This is the shit, no. So on Instagram, it's called Hoodsite. I don't know if you've seen it. It got cancelled. It got like deleted a few years ago because I used to follow it just because like, I wanted to keep up with the hood news. Mm. And loads of like people just getting run over by like cars and shit. And like people getting shot in the head. You can go to a different website to watch that one because Instagram won't allow that one. But it comes up with all these.
You like sponsored by this as well. What the fuck is this?
Yeah, go follow Hoodsite.
Yeah, yeah, it's in my link tree.
Yeah. No, but there was a video on there I stumbled across last night actually. And
oh, so it's still up?
It's still up, yeah. It's still up. It was on, I think it was on there. And a police officer opens the door. Right, he goes, please, and he opens the door straight away. Doesn't even look who it is.
What the fuck, man?
And then he was like, "You'll see the video if you go on there." Don't watch that shit.
That's some Nazi Germany.
Wait,
shit.
The police shot the other guy.
So he opens it. The guy was unarmed. He had a vape pen. Right, he just had it in his hand. Police opened the door. He hardly even looked in there. Went straight away. Shot him.
What the fuck?
Hit him.
Man.
And then they went. They were like, "Put your hands behind. Crawl to me. Crawl to me. Put your hands behind your back." And he was just like dying on the bed.
Fuck.
And then they go over to him, handcuff him, even though he's just dying. Turns out he died in the hospital like a few minutes later. That's fucked. Yeah.
It's such a waste of life. Whenever something like that happens, I always think about like this person was a kid once.
They grew up
their whole entire life, looked after by their parents, or had a whole childhood. End like that, it's like fuck.
The thing is, like life, you actually have one of them.
Yeah,
it's like, that's the scariest thing to me. These people are never gonna be alive again.
No,
unless you believe in like them coming back as like pigeons and shit. But
probably not.
I personally don't. I think that's just them done. Someone's just took it from him.
Well, I think the religion made us not care about death as much.
That's the thing.
So, like, all these, like, historically, you know, every country has executed so many people, all of these fucking deaths and just people dying for no reason shit.
Yeah.
The way we got over that and made it justifiable was just being like, oh, well, there's a heaven
and a hell.
You'll
come back. Mm. Just do it and you'll come back.
Yeah, we're just sending you to another world. And we don't know if that's true, but it just makes us feel like we're not alone.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's just made me think of something really interesting.
Yes.
And this is talking about like the secret society that runs the world,
Illuminati.
Well, we don't name names.
Don't name names
because we don't want to be shadow banned by them.
Yeah,
because they have power. They
what does it rhyme with?
Yeah, don't be scared of them.
No, it doesn't rhyme. We don't know. No one knows. It's just like a secret. But anyway, so these people supposedly run the whole media, right?
Probably.
And you know how like everything gets picked and choose what's in the media. But think about this, right? So do you remember the Johnny Depp case?
Yeah.
We talked about it on the podcast. You know how it was like completely televised? The whole media was about that.
Yeah.
TikTok, Instagram, main media outlets, everything was about that. At the same time, Gillian Maxwell was on trial.
Who's that?
So do you remember Jeffrey Epstein?
Epstein's
girlfriend thing.
Shit.
That wasn't in the media at all.
Didn't hear about that, no.
Exactly. No one here has heard about it. But this is apparently why. Because all of these really high-up people were part of this case and people talked about them.
I'm pushing the Johnny sitch.
So they didn't want to be seen by the world.
Oh.
So, because obviously there was like people that they had to talk about all these higher up people that were in his parties and doing things with kids.
So they wanted
to take it away, and they made the Johnny Depp thing a really big thing so they would get away with it.
Fuckers.
That's interesting though, isn't it?
It was very secretive, right? The court case.
Yeah.
Like, it was mad how the whole Johnny Depp thing was televised on TikTok. It was like boom, 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 boom. You know, you go on the live streams. Every single TikTok news channel had it live streamed 24/7.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah,
I think about the Gillian Maxwell. That's a huge thing.
That's a massive thing. I didn't even know it was
and
going
none of,
on.
I didn't even know. I just saw it somewhere that obviously, because they have to bring out names as evidence, and these big high-up people don't want their names being broadcast to the world.
Fuckers. I hate them. Hate them people.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Epstein could die. Well, apparently he is dead, but apparently he's not dead.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
I saw like the drone video.
Yeah. Like. Yeah. Oh, the drone video.
And he looks up and he gets in his car.
Yeah.
I think that was just someone that did look like Jeffrey, and then, and the whole time, and when he was assigned to work on that island, everyone working was like, mate, you look a bit like Jeffrey. So
he sees a drone, he's like,
yeah. Yeah, be careful with cameras and shit, man, because this is going to cause some rumors. I thought they were going to hire no Jeffrey lookalike for this whole thing.
Know? But, no, I reckon he could be.
He could
alive.
Be. Who knows?
Could be.
People think that Michael Jackson's alive, don't they?
I think he is. I think Michael Jackson's alive sometimes.
So do I.
Yeah.
There's, oh,
that was a
that
bit
thing?
Weird, doing it?
Like, yeah. What thing?
His death. Don't just carry on.
Yeah, so I saw this video of Michael Jackson, right? Because obviously all these, he was so famous that you just want to get, if you didn't want fame anymore, because it's fucking up his life more than anything, just kill, pretend you're dead. No one talks about you anymore. I saw this video of, like, apparently after he died, this ambulance went to the hospital, and then there was a video of the back door of the ambulance opening, and this little figure, that was like Michael Jackson. He didn't start moonwalking, he didn't back to the fucking thing, but he like got out and he looked like Michael Jackson, like, all went into the hospital and just evaporated.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's not the word. But
do you reckon like can he disappear, Michael Jackson?
Yeah, Tupac did.
Tupac died. He got shot.
Don't know. You don't know that.
Tupac got shot.
Don't
know. Tupac, that evidence? Was wild though. That shit was, that whole beef was wild. You I think don't... beef today is wild?
Was
like,
it?
They got, they fucking really.
That was Shaq Knight, right?
Shug Knight. Is Shug that his name?
Shug Knight. Yeah.
Well, he's in prison. That was that... Is he in prison now?
I think he's dead.
I think he's.
Oh, he's out of prison.
Yeah.
But he was a dodgy
Darcy's
bloke.
A big Shug Knight fan.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? Well, the beef was between also between Biggie and Tupac, wasn't it?
Yeah, Biggie, Tupac.
They did that song, one of my favourite songs, actually.
What is it? How does it go?
It goes.
Actually, you might get copyrighted.
No, wait. There's a song where there's like a Tupac song where he's just proper going into Biggie saying that he's going to get shot. And
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I'm that's like, the one I'm talking about. Yeah,
and this was like played on MTV and like.
It's a good song. I really like the song.
It's a good song, but I was like, holy shit, man! They really went in.
Yeah,
know,
they
that's
did in the day.
Crazy.
And apparently, though, there was no like when Tupac got shot. Apparently, there was no like evidence of it. No one got like, no one really knows who it
was. Well, the car.
Yeah, but there was no evidence in the car. I think because P. Diddy was next to him or something, wasn't he?
I don't know.
Or was that next to Biggie? Something like that. You'll correct me. And one of them, there's no evidence in the car.
JFK's assassination.
That is crazy. Have you seen the video?
Oh, yeah. That's juicy.
He was the third president to get assassinated. The third.
Well.
There was a guy in the middle that no one really knows who got assassinated as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's that?
I don't know his name.
Roosevelt.
He had
wait,
an attempted assassination.
Wait, you had an attempted someone tried to assassinate you?
Yeah. Tell him.
Roosevelt. Is it Roosevelt? No, not Roosevelt.
No, tell him about
Reagan had an attempt. Ronald Reagan. Someone tried to kill Ronald Reagan. Someone shot. Ronald Reagan got shot.
Oh,
he
really?
Got a bullet in him.
Did you see that video recently going about where some guy puts a fucking gun in this girl's face and shoots and it don't.
That like, a gun doesn't go off and you see her face like
she's
look
like
it,
she's like she, well, she don't look at that face. She's
fuck,
like, what the
man.
Fuck's going on?
Yeah,
it wasn't her time, man.
Yeah, yeah.
That's insane. That's so fucked, man.
But you literally see the gun in her face. He pulls the trigger and it like locks.
Yeah,
fuck it. Has anyone done an interview with her?
I don't know. Actually, don't I haven't seen.
I've seen another. Just one more about this. Another video. This. Politician guy, have you seen the one where he puts a gun in
his
mouth,
that's awful.
Shoots his face off and he's like starts
fucked.
Bleeding from here and he's like
that's in like a courtroom, isn't it?
Because he got accused of like something he didn't do or something, and then to protect his family or something he's just killed himself because he would have
that's I'm like I've seen that, that's in a documentary, I saw that.
It's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube.
You can watch it on YouTube.
Mad
shit. Getting monetized.
Probably, yeah, make some bucks off that.
Yeah, I wonder if it is, man. Back in the day, it probably was monetized, you know.
Yeah, that's just
probably.
Yeah. But just quickly, I think that whole JFK thing, there's a whole like conspiracy that it was all run by the mafia, right? Because he was very tied up in the mafia, but his brother tried to dissolve them, and he was like one of the leaders in getting the RICO laws in that dissolved the mafia, basically.
Yeah.
So they think the mafia killed him. And the guy that killed Lee Harvey Oswald in jail was a mafia guy, and he just shot him in the courthouse.
That video is well strange.
Oh, I didn't see that.
There's a big they did like the press interviewed Lee Harvey Oswald.
they like spoke to him and shit, and he was like, yeah, I'm just gonna, he was just assumed that he was gonna do the whole court case and shit. And then he walked out of one room, and then like loads of like photographers and shit just walked him through. Someone just walked up to him like,
I did see
shot
that.
Him in the chest. Yeah.
And he was a mafia guy.
Oh yeah, I did see that.
And it's the whole thing that like obviously JFK, the mafia helped him get into power, and then suddenly his brother is getting rid of all of the mafia, and then that guy that shot him was a mafia guy.
Why would? No, there's some other shit to it as well, wasn't it? Like the establishment that JFK worked for, he was going against what his team wanted. Vietnam War and shit, right?
Well, they.
I don't know the whole conspiracy.
I actually watched an interview with some mafia people the other day, and they were like, "We think it's the CIA."
Yeah, yeah, some
the Central Intelligence
that.
Or whatever.
They're all sort of the same, really, aren't they?
Well, yeah. Well,
FBI,
all of
CIA.
Them, they're just one big mafia, really.
Well, yeah, which is run
mafia.
By one big piece
America's
of shit.
America's fucked because, you know, they banned alcohol. Like, in America in the 20s, they had prohibition.
What, they would
and that just
guns.
Created all the gangsters.
That is
then
what
all
started
of a sudden,
mafia.
Alcohol became a drug. So then everyone just started selling, like having little, what do you call them? Speakeasy bars, whatever you call them.
Don't know what you're talking
it was
about.
Like, it was like a pub, an unofficial pub. You go in there to get your hair cut, and there was a back room and you drink. And
people care about alcohol that much.
No, but in the 20s, they banned alcohol, and it just created even more crime.
1920s?
Yeah, in the 20s, yeah. And that's like, and then it kind of, New York became even more infested with gang
that's
culture.
That's literally what started the whole New York mafia, really.
Yeah.
That's fucked that up shit, that.
Yeah.
Next, now, we've got the time for, what is it, Low IQ Advice.
Low
now.
IQ Advice. So, we've put out our little questionnaire and stuff, and it seems people don't really care about asking for advice. They just want to know about
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
And the Dahmer-nator.
Have you
this
seen
is a big
the...
one.
The thing I haven't
Dickhead.
Seen. Dickhead. No.
You
haven't
on?
Actually seen it.
No, we spoke about this the other day. I haven't
oh,
seen
we did,
it.
Yeah.
Me and Jack will talk.
Yeah. We'll tell you what happens in that.
Brilliant. It's brilliant. Not what he did wasn't brilliant.
There's a lot
good.
Of
the show is good.
Hot gay sex scenes, right?
Yeah.
My friend, well, no name in names. I've got a gay friend, and he said that he
well,
almost
you're flexing because you.
No, I've got a gay friend. I'm not homophobic or anything. He said to me that he got a stalk on, had to refrain from wanking
no, he didn't.
Over one of
wait,
the
that would, that's why I haven't
no.
watched it.
Yeah, only not killing him or anything, but he literally said the hot gay sex scene.
Oh yeah, there is a few.
He
gay.
Got a stalk on, I had to stop.
That's
wanking.
That will happen. That would happen. That will happen to me, and
did
then
you
I'll
get
be
that?
And I'll be scared that now I'm gonna have to wank over a murderer
and then kill someone after because you get that.
Possibly,
the,
yeah.
Yeah.
Fine. Well.
Wait, it doesn't is. He fuck some underage kids and shit?
Yeah.
One
oh,
does.
Wait, don't worry. I would not get a boner there.
Sure. All right.
But no. I guess the actor's not underage, though.
No, I don't know. I haven't watched it yet.
18, probably. I reckon he's 18.
No, I think they just make him look younger.
Well, he fucks. It's all ages, isn't it? He fucks.
No, him. I know, but the actor who plays the kid.
The 14-year-old.
Oh, what? Who gets the acid in the head? Because you spoke to me about that.
No, yeah. He probably is about 16. You can get a 16-year-old
no,
actor,
because he had to do, like, weird scenes. They won't allow a minor to do those scenes with him.
Oh, fair enough.
No, they used to do like if you ever watched Skins and shit. You ever
well,
watched Skins? They that was fucked up the shit that they
really,
because they were well young and they it was kind of a bit like
weird.
A bit, like it was that ethical the kind of scenes they had to do and shit. They were quite young.
That's actually a good point. Well, did you see
talk about Jeffrey Dahmer?
Oh no, just
oh
quickly,
yeah, Jeffrey
just to,
Dahmer.
Just
yeah.
to add on to it, The Wizard of Oz. They like it was so fucked on set. So they used like these flames. And the witch got like third degree burns all over her.
Oh,
because
like
there was, and then also they a lot of them got asbestos poisoning because
ooh.
They used asbestos for the snow.
Stupid
yeah.
bastards.
That's crazy, isn't it?
That's cancerous, carcinogenic.
Yeah. That's it, like Skittles.
Yeah,
yeah.
Probiotics and shit.
You need
in
them
it,
pre fucking biotics, mate.
Anyway, back to Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah.
Well, any specific questions about
well,
the Dahmer?
Yeah. Well, no, I just want to talk about an interview. By him,
okay, sure.
Because he did an interview with this lady,
the real guy, yeah, yeah.
And it actually helped me quit vaping.
You've been vaping all day,
okay?
So...
Yeah, but for 6 days I quit.
Right, 6 days.
You always go. You're always like, should I buy a vape?
No, I know.
That's like what you say the most.
I know. Yeah, but it's just well, that's why because I get it and then I throw it away.
And then you're buying up, you're just wasting money. And
you know what you need? You need a better addiction.
But let me tell you why, because I watched the interview and he, see it, you kind of see it from, you don't agree with it, but you see what he's saying.
Why he speaks very logically about yeah. what, not logically, but he speaks very like
matter-factually.
He speaks. It's not even like he's trying to put on a show as much. But yeah. I don't, maybe he's just so manipulative that that's his thing.
He's
but.
Not. He says to himself, he's not actually insane.
But this is that. Yeah. So he says it's literally just a compulsion. That is like the yeah. same way.
Nah, Mark, that's bullshit.
But the thing is,
that's a manipulative thing. No, it's just a Ted Bundy said the same thing.
He would say he's insane if he was in. Yeah, if he was trying to actually has. He knows what he's doing is wrong.
And also, like necrophiliac people, because I can't help being attracted to women, right?
Me too.
And
don't say. What are you gonna say?
No, I'm just saying they can't help that. That's what they're. That's what his
pedophiles.
Yeah, and I think. It's bad that he acted on it.
Yeah.
Because his father also had these same compulsions to, like, kill people.
Yeah, he did.
But he didn't act
on it. Didn't rape him, though, like Jeff.
He didn't
Jeff took a bit far, I think.
Jeff acted on it. That's the problem.
Jeff is fucked, man.
But obviously it's still really grim and he should have got help. Like, having those compulsions is really bad. But
it's not his
It's such an American thing, though.
But you kind of like...
Serial killers, right?
Yeah. No. What about the Moors murderers?
No. Hold on. The most
he
killing...
was everything right.
Let
he was
Jack talk.
Wait,
sorry.
Yeah, wait for this. This is a good one. The most prolific, if that's the word, the guy that killed the most people was an English doctor.
Yeah. Doctor
Death.
No, it's not his real name, though, is it?
No.
Doctor Death. Imagine if it was.
I've heard about that.
So he killed hundreds and hundreds of people.
It was a lot of old people, wasn't it? Yeah, so that's people. Why he got away with it, because a lot of people are like, dying anyway.
He got away with it because he'd kill them, and then he was the one that wrote up how they died, and he'd just lie.
Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah. Because he was their doctor.
He's like a serial killer with a loophole.
Yeah.
You know? I think what he did was he injected him with shit, didn't he?
Yeah.
Like, over-injected him with, like... Apparently, if you were a really easy way to kill someone, and non-evidential...
Yeah, icicle.
No, Jack, because that's got blood everywhere.
No, because it'd melt.
No, yeah, but trust me, it's not that. What I used to think is choke someone with ice.
Oh, so why did you make mine sound so stupid?
Because
you
it's not right.
The same thing.
No, I'm saying what.
No,
the
you
most...
can't choke someone with ice. You can stab someone with ice.
Well, we'll debate that in another one. Right? Wait.
Okay.
Wait. So if you inject someone, all you got to do is inject someone with insulin. Right?
Yeah.
And you will die. And because you have insulin in your body already, it doesn't show up. Doctors only look for what foreign shit is in your body. So they won't check for over-insulin. So you die and doctors are like, it's just casual death.
Yeah, that's what he did. Injected insulin.
And there then someone must have just been like, there's a lot of weird casual death happening.
Well, that's your thing.
For a checkup.
Well, they were old. Yeah. So
old people do just die. But I want to know what wasn't Jeffrey Dahmer, because he was a nonce, he was a murderer,
he was everything,
he was a liar,
he was
as well,
a
above
necrophiliac,
yeah,
torturer,
he's everything,
torturer,
yeah,
he used to drill in people's heads and put acid into zombify them,
yeah,
because he didn't want them to die. Because he said he got the least pleasure out of death, didn't he? He said he wanted them to be around.
It's like that's fucked. That means he edged with death. Like,
but
he liked the before bit.
But this is the thing. He, in the interview, he said the whole thing was that he hated not being in control and he wanted these people to, like, love him. Because...
Well, he had one that loved him and then he killed the cunt.
Yeah, no, but it's because he...
didn't want him to leave.
He didn't want him to leave.
Yeah.
He wanted him,
I get
him
like that.
There forever.
Are we being sympathetic with Jeffrey?
I love that
No.
Jackson,
not sympathetic, because it's... really bad that he acted
people
on it.
Idolize serial killers.
He got fans in
has
jail.
Fans.
Yeah,
he
has they wrote fans to him saying, "Oh yeah, I'm your biggest fan. Here's $10."
Yeah,
I was like, what the fuck
that's
are you
that
doing?
Is just that's how fucked America is, and like they're extreme capitalism where serial killers technically have merch.
They are they're famous. Know? They're like
they're celebrities.
And like John Wayne Gacy, all that shit. But there's another serial killer called Ed Gein. You ever heard about him?
No, I don't know.
This is fucked.
Go on.
He was in.
I'm on the last episode.
Wait, hang on a second. There's like in that thing, there's like a multiverse serial killer.
You see, John Wayne Gacy and Ed Gein and all that.
Are they in the last one?
Last episode.
Oh, can't wait.
Okay, so anyway, so Ed Gein, this is fucked. He only killed about 3 people. I know that's like...
That's all right.
But compared.
Minor.
But he had about 60 bodies, because he dig them out and then get the bodies. But anyway, in his house, and have you ever seen Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
No.
This is loosely based around him because he'd wear their faces on his face.
Okay.
He'd skin their face off and wear it.
That is fucked.
And then his chairs in his house were made of human skin.
I did, and the lampshades.
The lampshades. He'd wear an apron made of like skin.
He's an artist.
He had a belt made of human nipples.
Yeah, saw that.
I bet the most fucked up serial killer to ever exist either happened before we wrote about shit.
Oh, mate, caveman, do you know what I mean? Fucking
When there was just you could just lie. Lord. You could just say anything. Like, oh, but a god came down and killed fucking him. Cut him in half and put cum all over his face.
But back then, most people were killers.
Yeah, true.
Oh, well, Vikings were the worst. Apparently Vikings, they're made out to be really cool people, but they were like so shit. They used to pillage and rape and fuck.
They were the worst.
Yeah, they were the worst.
Like, back in the day, everyone just killed each other.
Fuck Vikings. Yeah. Fuck you, Vikings.
Everyone had their own belief system and what justified it, and people just believed in their god and everything, so it's just like, oh.
Well, this is what I'm saying. We just think it's so bad because that's our belief system, but for animals, they kill each other, don't they?
Yeah, I watched a video, and there was this weird animal, antelope thing, and there was a hippo, a crocodile, and a pack of dogs all fighting for it. And this hippo flips it up. This crocodile grabs its fucking leg and actually survives. It actually ran away.
Oh, what a legend.
But yeah, it does happen. Like, all these animals get fucked every day. But why can't humans kill people?
Well, I guess we're just more intelligent,
aren't
we?
Because we're a higher state of being. The best thing about being a human is we understand the bad things.
Yeah.
Right? Animals don't. Well, animals got to eat, haven't they?
That's
it. It's all about your upbringing, though.
And I actually think that humans, we're selfish in terms we kill all these animals, but imagine how selfish animals are. Animals are way more. If a lion had our position, they would have everyone locked up and just eat the shit out of them every day.
Yeah.
Like, we actually have a little
bit
of compassion.
No way there'd be vegan lions.
No, they wouldn't. You get vegan humans, so
well done. I don't think humans are that different, though. It just depends on where you were born.
Well, governments.
Do you know what I mean?
Fucked. Like, I hate them.
But in some countries, they still do witch. I listened to a whole podcast about witch hunting. And there's like, in some countries, like, women are still getting burnt alive for being witches.
Yeah.
And this is where, like, you know.
I literally went into, like, Waterstones the other day and there was books on witchcraft.
Oh, really?
But back in the day, I think, I can't remember who I talked to this about, but their way of telling if a woman was a witch, they'd drown it. They'd drown her.
Yeah, drown her.
They'd drown her.
If it, like, floated.
No, so if the woman died, it meant she was human, but if she survived the drowning, it meant she was a witch. So then they'd kill her.
Was gonna kill her.
Either way, stupid little test, really.
Very
stupid. But what it was, that was a thing because of the person that came up with the whole witch conspiracy. Got paid by every town to do a witch hunt of every town, and basically that what it really was there was a lot of women that the men didn't like, you know, and it was true. If they had a grudge against these women and shit, it was like a way of killing them to justify misogyny and shit like that. And they'd pay this guy to basically just kill them. That was what it was. It was and that's why they felt, and everyone in the town agreed. Oh, she's a witch. She did this, like a little quarrel that they had with the neighbors. I'll just kill them. And the funny thing is the person that came up with that conspiracy
was a witch.
Got accused of being a witch and got burnt on the stake. Oh. So karma got to that person.
Well, good. Well, good.
But this is like in some towns, in like a town I watched,
I didn't actually watch one.
I mean, like, the podcast I listened to, it was like this woman, her dad died, like, and then just everyone in the family just blamed her on killing the dad, her dad.
Good shit.
Even though that never happened. And then they just like, they tried to kill her and shit, but she escaped, but. I don't know.
Back in the day, like women, I saw they created these helmets because they didn't like it when women talked a lot. So when
it was like a helmet.
I love women.
You love little women.
I love little girls. Little babies.
They'd have a contraption where if they talk, it like rips through their mouth.
Nice.
Like saw.
Is that real, Jack?
Yeah.
That must have happened somewhere.
Yeah.
Probably. They're all fucked up.
But then also the Celtics, you know, they had women that fought in war.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just love the Celts because it's equal.
But it was equal.
off, women, what do you think of women?
They're awesome.
Yeah, man. I like women.
Women power.
Women are...
You've just said a load of shit and then you're like, what do you think about I love women?
Yeah, I love women.
Fair play, yeah.
Well, let the
love
camera...
fucking
let...
them.
Joking. I was about to say, let the camera know you're joking, but now you're just...
Digging. No, I do. I haven't said anything, but I love... Obviously, we all love women, don't we? Yeah. They're brilliant. I think they rule the world.
They do.
Beyonce thinks the same.
Exactly.
I love guys.
We are, I love guys. I don't love them in that way, but guys and girls.
You never were telling me that you love her.
No.
Never fucked a man. None of me and Jack never fucked a man. Isaac has. All right, let's end it there.
Let's end it there.
So,
jingle for truth or lie.
Jingle. Right, here we go.
Okay.
Yo, it's time for the low IQ. It's time for the low IQ. Truth or dare. I can't remember what the game's called.
Cole's mum's tits are really, really big. Yeah. I sucked on Cole's mum's milky tits.
I like this jingle, yeah.
Okay, welcome back to Truth One Lie, the game where Isaac must see who's telling the truth and who's telling a lie. The aim of the game, one of us is telling the truth, one of us is telling a lie. He has to guess which is which. Let's start with a nutshell.
Yep, Jack, you do your nutshell.
I'll start with my
nutshell. So a nutshell is just we're going to say one sentence and then that describes us our lie and then you pick which one you want to describe.
Okay.
Sorry?
Yeah?
Okay,
yeah. Fuck you, hamster, motherfucker.
And my nutshell is, sting it harder, you cocksucker.
Hey, why did you fart with your mouth? Wait, what do I have to do?
Now okay, you, so now you...
Who do you want to elaborate?
Who do you want to elaborate first?
You, Cole.
Me? Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. So
go say your nutshell again.
My nutshell was, sting it harder, you cocksucker, right?
Yeah.
No homophobia. He's genuine. Anyway. Anyway. So when I was in primary school, I went into the toilets and I saw three pairs of shoes under a cubicle, right? I was like, three people having a piss in a cubicle, weird. So I heard all this giggling and like, and shit like that. I put my head under and I was like, what the fuck? And I was greeted by... three men getting their cocks out.
Whoa.
Stinging their cocks with stinger nettles in a little circle, right? And I was like, what the fuck? And I think they saw me go under and I just went away.
Where was this? Germany?
this was in Essex.
Essex?
Yeah, I wonder why I turned out all fucked up because I saw people stinging their cocks with...
And this is either a truth or a lie.
Yeah, you can ask questions.
Okay.
Yeah. So one of us is telling the truth.
How old were you?
I must have been about... I left in about year five, so what...
Shit, so you were a kid when you saw this?
I was about eight.
Was it other kids putting stinging nettles
other 8 year olds putting stinging nettles on their bell ends?
I don't believe that, man.
Well, ask Jack first. He's
I don't know. Is that like a Colchester delicacy?
I don't know. Don't say where I'm from, though. Let's keep that.
Why can't you know where you're from?
Don't know.
I've already said it a million times.
Do you want to hear Jack's one?
Yes, please. Jack.
Okay. Remember, you can ask us both questions after.
Yeah,
Okay, so... My story is quite a short one. My mum, as a child, she used to tell me a lot of lies. She used to say, like, if you keep your face in one position, it kind of stays that way for a long time.
Yeah,
I know that one.
If I watch Xbox, my eyes go square.
Just get on with it.
And another one she told me is if you eat apple seeds, it turns into a tree in your stomach. She said, if you eat the apple seeds...
A tree would come.
A tree would grow out your stomach. So anyway, I didn't believe her because all of the other lies were bollocks and I found that out the hard way. So I had a hamster back in the day and I tested this little myth on the hamster.
Whoa.
So I used to feed it apple seeds to see if a tree would grow from it.
And did it die?
It did, but it actually died of shock from my
what?
Dog.
Oh, from the dog.
Yeah, so... He didn't kill it, but...
So it was unsolved.
Unsolved.
Well, obviously, but okay.
Well,
a tree didn't grow from it, and then it died of shock from a dog.
Remember, just because he's elaborated a lot doesn't mean he's telling the truth. So let's... So ask questions about...
Your one is just way more realistic.
No. Is that the part?
Ask questions. Did you know any of the kids that yes. were stinging nettles?
I'm still friends with one of them today.
Really?
I went to Australia with him. Yeah.
Is it the guy that I met, Mr. Shark?
No, it wasn't Jark the Shark. No. Jark wouldn't do anything like that. Oh. It was his name's Bravin.
Bravin.
Yeah. Richard Bravin.
Richard Bravin. He sounds like a billionaire. That's like a billionaire name.
You're thinking, sounds like an oil type
dude. Yeah. Is he an oil type dude?
No.
Was he just trying to learn how to make oil with the stingy nails?
Fuck, mate.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Oh. So he's in Australia now. He's still there. Been there for 3 years now.
And if you know him, what did he say when you spoke to him? This is so much bullshit. What did you? Because you obviously spoke to him about it.
Up to him. I've said, oh, because it's a bit awkward situation. I've only brought it up once, I think, and I think it was in Australia. I brought it up, and I said, oh yeah, I remember when you stung your dick with a stinger nail with remember the other guy? I can't remember their names now. Will Lucas. Why am I saying their names?
I think this is true now. You're really you're getting to it now.
And he sort of just laughed it off. He didn't really say anything. He just went. I don't remember what he said, but I remember he didn't explain. So I'll have to speak to him again about it. But
okay, so, I still don't. I don't think it's true. I don't think it's true. I don't know.
Why? What are you thinking?
I've never done any of that shit, man.
Just because you haven't done it.
Whoa, that is true.
I presume you didn't do Jeffrey Dahmer shit where you drilled into people's heads.
No, I never did that either. No.
What? Any questions for Jack?
I just think your shit is just like, I mean, I have no real questions for your story, man. It's pretty shit.
Yeah.
Well, how old were you?
Yeah, how old were you?
There you go.
I must have been
yours is so realistic, though. What else did you do at a hamster experiment with?
That was, I can't lie, that was the only experiment I did on that.
Because I had a hamster, it died of a prolapse.
Oh, really? Yeah, they die pretty easily.
Is that where
its guts out their came out of its arse?
What did you do with it?
Huh?
What did you do to this?
May turn it into a little yo-yo.
How did it get the prolapse?
Took it to school.
show and tell.
Oh, yeah. Well done.
I like show and tell.
No.
I remember once we had a teacher that he show and told us his penis.
Did he? What did he tell you about it?
Huh? Not much, actually. We had to just suck learn it. The language through his eyes.
Nice.
His intense eyes.
Get on with it. Who do you think's lying?
I think you're lying.
Who's you? You remember
Cole Bennett is lying.
Cole Bennett.
Cole Bennett. Cole Anderson. Why did I say Bennett?
Luke Bennett. He thought you were Luke Bennett this whole time.
You're a big fan of Luke Bennett. You're a big fan of Luke Bennett, aren't you?
Oh, I love that guy. He's really good content.
He's a legend. I'm going to meet him soon.
Isn't he like? Does
I want to speak to him.
Did you do boxing or something?
He did do boxing. Yeah.
You get beaten up probably because.
Yeah, he did.
He did. I don't know if he did.
Yeah, he did get beaten up.
He did get beaten up.
Thought he would.
But he made peas. I bet.
No,
he made peas.
Do you know how much Ed
Matthews? Oh, don't even.
I actually do know. I actually do know.
How much?
I'm not going to say. I don't know. Who ever told me. I don't
get
know.
Get back onto the fucking.
Fucking hell. Right. You're bullshitting. You're telling the
who's
truth.
Who's you?
Oh, fuck. Cole Anderson. Yeah?
So, Anderson.
Just shut up. Cole Anderson. Yep. Sorry, all right.
James.
Cole Anderson.
James.
Yeah. And you, Cole Anderson, you're lying. Jack Joseph is telling the truth.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Should we reveal the real answer?
3, 2, 1. You're wrong.
No.
You dickhead. Again. We're good at this.
Oh, we're sick of this.
You had a plan to make yours more mundane.
Exactly.
So okay.
You should have got that.
I got tricked.
You got tricked.
And I even told you. I said, just because you elaborated doesn't mean it's.
I feel like we must be great actors because we win this every time.
It's probably not good to be a good liar, though, is it? Well, I suppose it is actually.
I can never tell a lie.
I could tell.
Huh? I can.
On that note. Well done, Isaac, everything.
Done.
Oh, no, the forfeit.
Oh, yeah, you have to do a forfeit.
Do a slap.
Oh, yeah. Fuck
no,
off.
Don't do a slap. Make
what do you
him...
want
to
do?
All right, guys, just toss me off then.
Okay. What can his forfeit
be? What is a
forfeit? Drink stale milk.
Yeah, that's all we've got.
Fuck's sake.
That's all we've got.
Let's do that then.
Just a little sip of stale milk.
You got to drink. You got to swallow.
So this milk is a couple months old, I think.
Actually,
I think it'll be fine.
Oh wait, it's only 29th of September.
That's like slightly off, right?
No, it's not really.
Oh, that's slightly off.
Oh, what about this?
Oh wait, it's almost November.
We got to squirt that in his mouth.
All right, fine. You got to swig sweet chili and gone off milk.
Yeah. Oh, good idea. Wait, concoction. Wait, squirt this
in here. Yeah.
Like a shot.
Let's get this. Yeah.
No, just put it in the cup. Open the bottle.
Yeah, put...
And shake it.
Yeah, milk, to be fair, goes off quite
No, it's not. That's not going off. Trust me, look.
Just.
Oh, so you've done the forfeit.
No, it's not going off.
Oh.
So I'm just going to have a slightly nice. I like sweet chili sauce.
Okay, well.
More.
Okay, so he's just drinking sweet chili and milk then. Yeah, shake. Give that a shake. That actually looks good.
Now we'll give you.
Yeah, I feel like this is actually like something that we could get at Nando's or something.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like Peyronnese.
That looks fucking. That you looks like strawberry milkshake, man.
You got to drink all that.
Oh yes.
Let me smell.
Yeah, nice.
Let me smell. What? That smells good.
No.
God,
not from it, though.
Fuck's sake.
You got to drink all of that.
Fuck.
If Nando's was Chinese, that would be on their menu. 100%.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, that's like two. That's like three shots of that. Yeah, that's concoction. Good. You got to drink it all.
Right, come on.
This is what you get. Think about what? What are you thinking? What are you thinking?
Fucking getting a blowjob or something.
Yeah, go on.
Oh, fuck it.
Come on. Hell,
man. This is the most grim, fuck's sake. Okay, let me just do it for the just fucking content.
Do it for the fans.
Shake
it. More? You got to do it all,
down it, mate.
You got to down it. Come on, come on.
He come likes
on.
It.
He likes it. Go on.
Do you like it?
Get it in. Get it in. Get more. Finish come it. On. Oh. Down the cunt. Down it. You got to down it, bro.
Can you shut your fucking mouth? Holy shit.
Come on.
Fucking hell.
Sorry, I get like this. I get excited.
Let me hold the mic so you can.
Mate, your mum is from Colchester. Yeah?
Thanks.
Let me get the slurpy sounds.
Yeah.
No, I can't do it.
It's
I'm
like
not
going
to do it.
It's like a bitch tucker
trail. Come on, it is.
I just don't want to fucking do it.
You've got to finish
it. It's a
no, it's not even funny. Holy shit.
It is. It's really good.
Just finish it. That's what they do.
That's what you got to do.
What they do? I don't give a shit.
Everyone else does.
Yeah.
Go. Come on, you got to. Otherwise, you fail everything.
Yeah, you're a failure.
You're a bunch of fucking bullying cunts. Go fuck yourself.
We do have a tendency to bully people.
Just finish it.
Come on, just all in, all in, all in. Come on, keep going, go. Yeah!
Yes! Nice.
Is it all gone?
Yeah,
he's done it. He's
well
done.
Done. Your hands are cold.
Oh.
Bad circulation in the hands.
Mate, can you, what are you doing? I'm roasting my circulation after you made me drink fucking chili milk.
Right.
Holy fuck. Okay. Gone off milk, by the way.
Oh, gone off nice. Chili milk. Anyway. All right. Well, that's been, to be fair, the milk counteracts the chili.
Yeah.
So he helped you there.
It does that. Well done.
Anyway, cheers. That's been episode 12 with Isaac HP. If you want to see his socials, they'll be on the screen right now.
Also, why don't you listen to my podcast, yeah? Because we're actually going to do wackier
cut
stuff
that
than
out.
This.
Cut
yeah?
that out. Cut that out.
Well, you have to that's what I want to
yeah,
put
right.
It's shit, though. So
okay, no. What have you got going on then, Isaac? Just a podcast, I guess, really.
I've got the podcast. I got the podcast. I've got my stand-up show every week
yeah.
in Brighton.
He sold 10 tickets.
I've sold out every single week for like 2 months. Yeah, so be quiet. Also, watch me and shit. Yeah.
Peace out.
Peace out then. See you later.
Good.
Yes.